The global weather event La Niña is causing higher than average rainfall through South Australia and other southeastern states. Up north in SA, there's flash flooding at the moment. While we desperately need rain, it might be a bit late, with grain farmers in the hills concerned if it keeps going, their yields will only be good for feed rather than bread. Joining me for a chat about it is research scientist at the CSIRO. It's Dr. James Risby. Good morning, Dr. Risby.
Yes, good morning, Jenny.
So what's happening in the Pacific Ocean to cause this extremely wet spring for SA?
So we've set up with a La Niña event, which means we're having cooler than normal waters in the far eastern Pacific, in the tropic, but relevant to us, around Australia, north of Australia, we're having warmer than normal waters, and that sets up a whole kind of cascade of changes in our weather systems and tends to give us above average odds for rainfall through the winter, spring, and even into the summer in Australia, across much of Australia.
Right, and the Bureau's saying it could even go right up until the end of the year. Does that mean we could have a really wet few months ahead?
We could well have a really wet few months ahead, although what you have to remember with La Niña is it changes the odds. So if you imagine our rainfall as a six-sided dice, and, you know, we've got two wet sides and, you know, two dry sides and two normal sides, you can think of what La Niña does is it takes one of the normal sides and makes it wet. So now you've got three wet sides, you know, and two dry and one normal, something like that. So when you roll it, you're not guaranteed to get a wet year.
Oh.
So that's, you know, it's not written in stone, but it is changing the odds towards a wet year for Australia through, you know, through the rest of this calendar year at least.
Oh, right. There you go. And I hear it won't be quite as intense as the last event, which was about a decade ago.
Yes, we had a very big one that effectively broke our millennial drought about a decade ago. And so, you know, this event has been, you know, well forecast and is shaping up in, you know, the typical sort of way for La Niña. But, you know, we'll see how big it turns out to be.
Dr. James Risby from the CSIRO is with me. We're talking about all that wet weather out there and the global phenomenons causing it. And it's different in every state in Australia, isn't it, the way El Niño impacts the country?
Yeah, La Niña, which brings the higher than normal rainfall odds, affects the different states in different ways, because when we have a La Niña situation in the Pacific, it tends to strengthen the trade winds, which is sort of the easterly winds in the tropics, and that tends to bring more rainfall into Queensland. So that's sort of one of the ways Queensland feels La Niña. Up in the Northern Territory, that warmer water off to the north of Australia can tend to be associated with an earlier arrival of the monsoon up there. So that's part of why their rainfall signature, is wetter. And then in much of the sort of the rest of the continent, again, we're responding to that warm water north of Australia, but what it tends to do is it changes the temperature gradient in the atmosphere as well, which tends to pump up what we call the subtropical jet, which tends to essentially attract more storm systems across continental Australia, such as the one we're seeing at the moment. You know, we've had the storm working its way through South Australia, Victoria, and down here into Tasmania now at the moment, and that's what we call a cut-off low. And that kind of storm system would be quite characteristic of the way the jet stream changes in response to La Niña. We also tend to see probably more northwest cloud band events in La Niña-style years, and again, that's favoured by those warmer waters north of Australia. So some of the rainfall we had in the system prior to the one, the cut-off low that's coming through, was more of a northwest cloud band style rainfall that moved again through South Australia and Victoria and Tasmania.
Right. So what does this extra rainfall mean for farmers?
It sounds like you've been talking to farmers and you know that in some cases there can be too much rain, but in general, the grains districts in eastern Australia, southeastern Australia, seem to be travelling quite well, because there's been sort of normal or sometimes above normal rainfall through the winter for these regions, so the Mallee and New South Wales, but not travelling so well in Western Australia and the grain regions over there, and it's been a much drier winter season there, and
so
I'm not sure what it means for their yields at the moment.
Mm. Because from what I understand, in the Adelaide Hills at the moment, there are some farmers concerned about if it continues on, if we do get this rainfall for a few more weeks, it could essentially make the grain unusable for bread, which is a bit of a problem because we should have had this rain a few weeks ago, shouldn't we?
Yes, everything's in the timing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And what does it mean for the summer ahead that we're having such a wet spring?
Well, La Niña tends to lock itself in right through the spring and into the summer. So, you know, we can expect this tilting of the odds towards more rainfall to persist through into the summer. And so we'd be going into the summer, if that plays out, with you know, better than normal soil moisture. It would also mean, if we get the extra rainfall, that tends to mean there's more cloudiness. And that what one of the effects that has is it reduces the daytime maximum temperatures. So we tend to see our maximum temperatures being not quite as high as they would be in other years.
So, so it could be a cooler summer?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't have much of an impact on the minimum temperatures. So,
right.
So it's suppressing only really the max, yeah.
Oh, well, that's something.
So a bit of relief in the middle of the day, hopefully.
I really appreciate your time today, James. Thanks for joining us.
Really nice to talk.